help pour out the rain. Can I help pour out the rain? Can I help pour out the rain? La da 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 dee 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 dee. Happy trails to you until we meet again.
Good friend and neighbor, this is Phil Nee saying happy trails to you until we talk again later on the big program. News this hour is sponsored by the Phoenix Center. Family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, along with video games. We're at 53 degrees and it's 9 o'clock.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. The Republican presidential nominee, J.D. Vance, casting his ballot in Cincinnati on this election day.
You never know until you know, but I feel good about this race. I felt good about my own race a couple of years ago when I voted in this exact same spot. Hopefully it goes as well for President Trump and me as it went for me a couple of years ago in the state of Ohio.
Voting now underway in several swing states and big cities in those states are what former New Jersey governor and ABC News contributor Chris Christie will be paying attention to in regard to voter turnout.
Today, I think the things that I'm going to be looking at are going to be what's turnout like in Philadelphia, in Milwaukee, in Detroit.
Christie on the closing days of the Trump campaign.
I spoke to a person in the Trump campaign last night who said that they their words exactly, we wanted to vomit the last 9 days because he completely got off message and they're afraid he may have lost it in the last 9 days.
This is ABC News. Thousands of Boeing workers on strike since September are heading back to work. They have voted to approve a new contract proposal, and some could be back on the job as soon as tomorrow. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan with the story.
The union machinists had turned down two previous proposals. Younger employees like Hayden Myers holding out for higher pay and the return of a pension plan.
This is my first job I've ever been in a union with. It was definitely a powerful feeling.
Local president John Holden says salaries will rise by 38% over 4 years, but
we just couldn't get the pension out of this company.
Acting Labor Secretary Julie Sue said the agreement proves that, quote, collective bargaining works. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
And he's had the back of millions of students. The creator of the first school backpack has died. Murray McCrory founded JanSport in the mid-70s and created the first lightweight backpack aimed at school students. It was a hit at the University of Washington and then went nationwide. Murray McCrory passed away earlier this month. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The old saying goes, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Sure applies to the Phoenix Center. The Bowling Alley has been the go-to for good times and great food for generations in Richland County. It's where good friends become better friends and good times become awesome memories. From a delicious pizza to bowling to a conversation over your favorite drink, the Phoenix Center in Richland Center is the right choice every time. The Phoenix Center. Call 649-7469.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
Cloudy and mild with occasional showers today. A high in the low 60s. North winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. A few showers early this evening. A low of 40. Mostly cloudy and cooler. Wednesday partly sunny. A high of 52. Thursday 55 with lots of sunshine. And 57 Friday with very light rain possible Friday night.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
What do you get with a membership to Simon's Recreation Complex? Warm indoor pool, relaxing hot tub, steamy sauna, racquetball, exercise classes, exercise equipment, strength equipment, and lots of help from new friends. Exercise when it works best for you. Simon's Recreation Complex exercise rooms are available to members 24/7 with a keyless entry device. Would you like to learn how to swim or learn how to swim better? Simon's is offering classes or private lessons for adults and children. Call today, 608-647-8522. Visit in person or visit online at simonsrec.com. Let Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and Simon's has the means to make it happen.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
In the studio today with us on the morning show from WRCO, we have members of the student body of Kickapoo High School and the director of the upcoming variety show at Kickapoo, Catherine Miller, joining us here in the studio, along with members of the ensemble, including Neela Fleehardy, Jewel Kleinsaucer, Ellery Young, and Sam Miller. So, good morning, one and all. Catherine, good to see you again.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
So, the variety show, is this a fresh idea?
Yeah, so we kind of started after COVID doing an opposite musical and some sort of show on the other year. So last time it was kind of a musical review. This time it's more broad. We're doing a variety show, all vocal things, though. So last spring we started talking about ideas. It's a very student-centered project. So the students put forth their ideas on, you know, maybe a theme, and then they put forth some other things that they want to do. So you're going to hear the middle school and high school choir perform pieces on the show, as well as over 20 individual and small group acts. So,
how do they determine the songs, Catherine?
Well, they kind of have their own free, you know, range of what they want to do. So you're going to hear everything from Eras of the Crooners with like Fred Astaire and Ethel Merman, and all the way up to Adele and musicals and classic rock. So it's just going to be a fun variety of all kinds of music.
I was wondering how many came in and wanted something that's on the top 40 radio right now. did anybody do that or not? Or
yeah, I don't know. Is Adele on top 40 right now? I would assume so.
Might be, right. So that's awesome. Is it a big challenge to find the music and you know, the sheet music and things like that, or is that an issue?
Well, what's nice is the internet gives you a lot of options. So there's several music sites that have popular music on them now, so it's not too hard to find it now.
Awesome. So this gives more students an opportunity than if you do the musical, right?
Yeah, you know, a musical like is amazing. It's an amazing experience for the students. It's an amazing, you know, just opportunity for them. But also this project allows more kids to shine because, you know, musicals always have a limited number of lead parts. And so what I like about this is that the students have more invested in it, in what they get to choose for music, as well as more kids getting to shine.
Do you structure it then so you've got like the opening act and then all the way to like kind of a culminating song at the end then?
Yeah, so we definitely open and close with our big group numbers with the choirs. And then I would say as I was looking at the order, we're kind of going, you know, up tempo and then, you know, slow it down and just a lot of variety in between. So keep the audience engaged.
That's good. Kind of smooth and then speed it up a little bit.
Yep.
Good texture, then,
yes.
In other words.
Yep.
Right. What musical did you put on last year?
We did The Little Mermaid.
That's right. And you were in the studio with good cast members again that last year. Are any of these alumnus of that?
Oh, yes. All.
Yeah. Pretty much all got involved in that.
Yep.
Yeah. You've got a lot of willing participants there at Kickapoo, don't
you? Yeah. You know, you never know exactly how many students are going to come forward to do, you know, this is all optional on their end as far as, you know, what they want to bring forward. And I thought to have over 20 acts that wanted to do something and, you know, they put in a lot of extra work on their own says a lot about our students. So.
Do they have to be in choir to be a part of this or not?
I mean, everybody who is in the show, but and no one approached me that, you know, wasn't in choir that wanted to do it. So, yeah.
Great. And you're going to be putting it on this weekend.
Yep. The Friday and Saturday, the 8th and 9th of November, 7 o'clock p.m. in the Kickapoo Auditorium. And there's no entrance fee. It's just all free will donation. And that's the other thing that I really like about this is the half the proceeds will go toward the food pantry to benefit our community and half will go to the music department. And I think last time we donated over $600 to the food pantry, which was amazing. People were very generous.
Wonderful. With musicals, I know, Catherine, you have to pay rights fees and royalty fees. Do you have to do that with a musical like this?
Nope. We're not doing any costuming or, you know, recreating the musical in any way. So the royalties or that kind of thing don't really pertain to this as concert. So
you're on the off year for your musical and Richland Center's putting one on this year. Do you sometimes share resources and costumes and things like that?
Yeah, actually, I just had a conversation with Liz. We traded some costumes out and, you know, we always help each other out because, you know, I'll always need something and somebody else will always need something. So I really appreciate the generosity of all the directors in the area that are willing to share and trade and, yeah.
That goes really well then.
Yes, it does.
And your fall sports, they've all ended, I believe, now.
Yep, they're all finished now.
So now you've got a chance to just focus on the next thing right
yep.
here. So that's good. Well, you brought along a good group of seniors here with you. So let's turn the microphone over. We'll talk, first of all, here to Ellery Young. She drew the short straw this morning. Good morning, Ellery.
Good morning.
Good to have you here on the morning show. Have you been here before?
No, I've not.
Your first trip here, then. Mm-hmm. So good. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a senior at Kickapoo. I live on a beef farm near Soldiers Grove, and I help my parents run that. I'm involved in volleyball, which just ended, and trap shooting. I'm president of the FFA, and I'm on the math team, and I think that's it.
You stay busy, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
How far do you live from Kickapoo High School? Then?
About 25 minutes.
I was going to say, so you've got a journey to get back and forth mm-hmm. when you've got something after school, too, don't you?
Yeah.
So I saw the volleyball team. You guys had a nice season.
Yeah, we did. Yep.
And you enjoyed that real well. What was the biggest win this year? Your favorite win, maybe.
My favorite win? I used to go to North Crawford, so beating them both times was quite fun.
Oh, that's awesome. Still had friends on the other side of the net.
Oh, but, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's great. Well, tell me about what you'll be singing on this weekend.
Well, I will be singing a duet. It's from Frozen, Love is an Open Door. I think most people have heard about that with my friend Mackenzie Schwartz. And then I'm also in a quartet with Jewel, Neela, and also Mackenzie, and we will be doing I Can Do Without You from Calamity Jane.
So how did you learn about that song?
2 years ago when we did the musical review, we did Annie Get Your Gun. We did, what was the name of it? It was similar to this, but we wanted to do it again because it was just so fun the first time. So we looked it up and just kind of went with it.
So the song from Frozen, that's maybe the second most famous song from there, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. But everybody knows it. All the youngsters will be singing along in the audience.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Oh, that's fun. Does that make it harder or easier when you're singing a song that everyone knows?
Well, it's easier because everybody knows it, but it's also hard because you have to sing your part. And usually when I sing it, I try to sing both parts in one. So it's hard that way, but I like that everybody knows it.
Sure. Well, you could do what a lot of stars do. You could have the audience saying, now it's your turn, and hold the microphone up.
Yeah.
So are you mic'd for the songs from Frozen then?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's really good. So you're looking forward to putting this on. Do you have a chance to put it on for the student body then as well?
Yeah, we will be doing it on Thursday for elementary and middle school and high school.
Wonderful. What are you looking at doing next year?
I plan to attend Iowa State University to major in animal nutrition and minor in ag business management.
Good for you. Wow. So you're going to be heavily involved with that. I know you got some other competitions. If you're on the math team, are you doing some competitions with that this year too?
Yeah, actually, we're going to Platteville tomorrow to compete in a math contest, and then we'll have another math contest in the spring.
Wow. By the way, I was on the math team a long time ago, so that's one of my proudest moments. I don't know how I made it. Hats off to you, though. That'll be good. Good luck tomorrow, then.
Thank you.
You bet. And let's join on the other side of the table there, Sam Miller. Sam, how are you?
I'm good.
Good to have you in the studio with us. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I live on a dairy farm, so we milk about 35 Holsteins. And for my extracurriculars are I'm in cross country, which just got done, and track. And then I'm also in math team and FFA and choir and band.
You stay busy.
Yeah.
Sure. Choir and band, was that prerequisite? I mean, did you have to be in choir and band or
not? No. I really enjoy it.
You do it because you want to then, right?
Yeah.
Sure. So when you're milking the cows or you're doing chores, are you singing songs? Songs going through your head?
Sometimes, yeah.
Sure. You do a little practicing out there?
Yeah, whatever's in my head.
Sure. Well, tell us what you're going to be performing this weekend.
I'm in a duet with my brother. We're singing More Than Words by Extreme. And then I'm also in a barbershop. We're singing That's What Friends Are For from The Jungle Book. It's the Vultures song.
Oh, interesting. Those are two that I actually know. So The Vultures in The Jungle Book, the original Disney one. So, yeah, they have a British accent, don't they? Or not? I was thinking in the film they did, maybe. But you guys don't sing like
maybe.
That.
Maybe.
So, and I have some experience in barbershop as well. Was that hard for you and the other guys to learn that, or have you had some experience with barbershop?
No. I've been in two other barbershop. We were in one last spring for Soul Ensemble, and we went to, like, the State Soul Ensemble for that. And so three of us were the same. We had one new one because one graduated last year, so.
What part do you sing in the barbershop?
Baritone.
Baritone, okay. And that's a tough one to sing, too, because it's not melody. It's kind of right in between, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sure. Well, good job with that. So, looking forward, what's your favorite song to sing, then? You're looking forward, what song are you looking forward to the most, maybe?
The barbershop. And then some of our group ones are really fun, too.
The large choir group. What's the large choir singing, then?
We have five songs.
Okay.
Can't Stop the Feeling. Well, they're all from the Trolls movie, so Can't Stop the Feeling, True Colors, Better Place, Just Sing, and...
Those sound like some fun ones.
I think we have one more, but...
Yeah, I think you got most of them. How did you discover the Extreme song, More Than Words?
From listening to it on the radio, and it's like... We know that it has some harmonies, and I really like the song.
Mm-hmm. That's a timeless one. So, yeah, very good. What are you looking at doing next year, then?
Either go to UW-Platteville or River Falls to major in animal science on the pre-vet track. Hopefully go to then UW-Madison, then after that.
Good. So you have some schooling ahead of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you must like school.
Yeah.
Good. Well, that's awesome. And you mentioned your cross-country days, but Kickapoo LaFarge had a good season this year.
Yeah, winning conference, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We've won the last, like, 4 years with, actually the last 5 years, but for me, the last four, so.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So what was it? What was your personal best, your personal record cross-country?
So this year it was at Riverdale. That is really flat, so.
You like those flat courses?
Yeah.
And not the hilly ones.
Yeah.
So what was your best time then?
At Riverdale, I think I ran 18:25.
Uh-huh. Well, that's very good. So, good. And then track, what events are you involved in with track?
The 4x8, the mile and 2 miles. So I do the long distance one. Last year, our team went to the state in the 4x8, so that was really exciting. And all of us will be back this year, so hopefully we can do it again.
Do you ever co-op music and running? Do you listen to music when you're running from time to time or practicing?
No.
Just in your head? Sure. Because I always wondered, because sometimes it's mind over matter, you know, and if you got something else other than how tired you are, that sometimes helps, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Good deal. Well, nice to talk to you. Good luck with the musical this weekend.
Thank you.
Let's move over to the other side of the table now. They've been waiting patiently here. We'll talk, first of all, to Neela Flea-Hardy, who is joining us here on WRCO for the first time, I believe.
Yes, it is.
Good morning.
Morning.
Were you involved in the musical last year at Kickapoo?
Yes, I was. I was actually Scuttle in The Little Mermaid, so I helped also choreograph like some of the bigger numbers and then also the tap number that Scuttle and his other gulls did.
So that was a lot of fun.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. So the acting bug bit you a little bit, and so you're still involved. You're doing this year then.
Yes. Music has always been like part of my life, especially with my family, and musicals as well has been a big part. So being able to participate in them and also just be able to sing really helps.
Great. Well, tell us what you'll be singing.
I will be singing as mentioned by Ellery, the quartet. From Calamity Jane, and then also I will be singing a duet with my younger sister, Harlow Flea-Hardy. It's called Picture Show, and it's from the musical Bonnie and Clyde, and it's basically when they grow up, like how they grow up and their differences in life.
Interesting. I didn't know there was a musical called Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah, I think it's a newer one, but we've always been exposed to, like, these musicals, and we've been probably singing this song for a year or two before the variety show came up, and we wanted to do it, so we decided to just pull our knowledge from it and use it.
Yeah, so you've been practicing for a little bit, then.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Yeah, and how old is your sister?
She is 15.
Okay. So interesting that you're in high school together and things like that. Sometimes sisters can be a little competitive, though. But.
Yes, indeed. I mean, we butt heads normally, but we all know it's just for love and stuff.
Sure.
So we're good.
Absolutely. What are some other things you're involved in at Kickapoo High School?
So I also do forensics, which will start up pretty soon. I've gone to state both years that I've previously done it, so hoping to go again. Then I also do drama, which is starting up also soon, and I've participated in that the two previous years. I also am in math team, but I'm more of like a alternate in case one of the others, at least on the senior team. And then, at least for last year, I was in the Sea Perch competition, which is like a physics robotics competition. And me and my team, we actually made it first at regionals and went to the state, the international competition in Maryland.
Well, that had to be awesome.
Yes, it was.
Wow. So are you working on that this year to try and get back there?
Yes. Both Zolan Peterson, who was one of my teammates from last year, and I are doing it again this year. And actually, we are going to go against Sam Miller, because he's also on a team with that, and then another student that is also taking physics this year.
Awesome. So are your designs, are they, like, secretive? Like, you don't let them out or anything?
Not necessarily, at least in the beginning stages of Sea Perch, from, like, what I remember last year. It was very, like, open to discussing, especially with, like, the teacher and the other like team about designs and like opinions, and also we like looked online for like previous years and what worked for them, and just using all the information to make the best design possible.
What event are you in forensics?
I do poetry, and I actually write my own poetry and then perform it. So.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah,
so,
thank you.
Great. Well, public speaking is people, that's like the number one fear for people. So being in forensics, I always, compliment people that do that. So
thank you.
Taking that plunge. What are you looking at doing next year then? Your schooling days are done.
Yeah. So I am looking to go to UW-Platteville for the next 4 years of my education and majoring in forensic investigation and doing a lab focus. And then most likely continuing that and going to medical school. My main option right now is Madison, but I have been offered by other universities and other schools to go there for medical school. So we'll just see when I get there.
That's impressive.
Thank
will
you.
Music always be a part of your life?
Yes, I will keep it with me. And if I want to take it into college, which is a high priority, I think, for me at least. I will most definitely do that.
Great. Well, good luck with that. Nice to have you
Thank
on the show.
Thank you very much.
You bet. And then joining us, Jewel Kleinsasser. How are you, Jewel?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good to have you on here. I think we saw you. Did we see you in volleyball this year or
no,
not?
No, you did not.
Okay. Well, that's a good answer. I was sadly mistaken. I know we saw Ellery.
Yes.
Some other things you're involved in at Kickapoo Schools?
At Kickapoo, I'm involved in FFA, and then I have been in student council all 4 years of high school, and then I'm in choir, and then I think that's pretty much all. I have a job. I'm a CNA outside of school, though. So
awesome. Good for you. So
For sports, I'm in track, though.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget that. Yeah. You guys have a good track program there.
Yes, that's we true. Do.
And a new track, too, recently. Mm-hmm. That had to motivate you when that happened, too, didn't
yes,
it?
Yes. I love our track.
Yeah. That's good. I was at your school, and I saw the poster, and I was reading all the different songs. There are just a lot of songs that are going to be. It looks like it's going to be a spectacular show, isn't it?
Yes, it will. There's a lot of people performing in it today. Not today, but this weekend.
What songs will you be performing?
As Ellery and Neela mentioned, I will be in a quartet from Calamity Jane, and then I will also be in Super Trooper from Mamma Mia.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. By ABBA.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. That's awesome. So you're going to sing it like kind of like in that ABBA style? Is it the two or three female lead singers then?
There is six of us, I think. Yeah, mm-hmm. singing it. So we all are on different parts, so it will be interesting, yeah.
Is there choreography with it a little bit? Or?
Yes, there is. It's choreographed. Mm-hmm. We have like the boas, and we use those as the choreography.
Fun. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be like a disco party. Then,
yeah.
So you're looking forward to that one the most, I'm sure.
Yes,
I'm sure.
That's going to be really fun.
Great. So you're a senior. Have you been involved in choir all 4 years?
Yes,
of high
I have been in choir since middle school. So
great.
I have been in it for the whole time.
Did you get involved last year with the musical?
Yes, I was in The Little Mermaid last year. I was one of the princesses when she came to land.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. Do you think music will be a part of your life then as you go on?
Yeah, probably. I love music, so when I go to college, I will probably continue singing.
What kind of music do you normally listen to?
A country.
Country?
Yes.
All right. That's mm-hmm. good. That's good. Who's your favorite country singer?
Cody Johnson.
That's mm-hmm. a good choice. Sure. So why aren't you singing a Cody Johnson song?
He's not a musical.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah.
What are you looking at doing next year then?
Next year I'm going to Winona State, and I will be running track for them, and I will be becoming a pediatric nurse.
Awesome. Well, good luck mm-hmm. with that.
Thank you.
And where do you work then when you're not at Kickapoo?
I work at Pine Valley.
You do?
Yes.
Right here. Well, mm-hmm. good for you.
Thank you.
We can use more like you. And so that's very good. And you just want people to come out and see you this weekend.
Yep. It will be a fun show.
Good mm-hmm. deal. We'll have more about it coming up after the timeout. Kickapoo High School Musical Variety Show is coming up this weekend, and we'll continue our conversation next.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities, like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food.
Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
The month of November always reminds us of what we are thankful for. At Rockwell Automation, they are thankful for the wonderful employees and the efforts they put in every day. They're also a proud employer of many veterans and active duty military members and would like to extend a sincere thank you to those who serve and have served. Please be sure to thank a veteran this month and take a moment to remember all those who have served our nation. Rockwell would also like to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving and safe travels during this holiday season.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from the Prescription Center. We have settled in nicely at our new home.
930 Sextonville Road, across from Simple Elegance. We are very grateful for those friends who have followed us to our new location. Please make sure that the hospital/clinic has the prescription center as your preferred pharmacy. Sometimes your pharmacy of choice has changed, so please check each time. Also, remind your provider before they send a prescription. We don't have a drive-through, but we do have a drive-up. We will run your new or refill prescriptions to your vehicle. When you arrive, park by the door and call. For new prescriptions, call us as you leave the doctor's office so we can fill them and have them ready when you come. Again, it's Part D time. We will pick the plan that's best for you. We do take every plan. There are many changes this year, so let us help you pick the correct plan. Even if you don't come to us, bring me your drug list, and we will make sure that you have the least expensive option. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Hello, this is Judy Elvin. My family and I have a long history in the greater Ithaca area. I would like to encourage you to vote yes in November on the Ithaca referendum. Having pride in Ithaca means something different for everyone. A great education, an outstanding learning environment, premier sports programs, award-winning extracurricular activities, small class sizes, and more. Whatever Ithaca Pride means to you, please show your pride in November and vote yes on a great future of our great district.
Sports is about overcoming obstacles. This is Ernie Johnson Jr., and those are the stories I love to tell in the broadcast booth. But the courage of college athletes is more than matched by another group of young men, the boys fighting Duchenne muscular dystrophy. It's the most prolific genetic killer diagnosed in childhood, and there's no cure. But college football coaches are doing something about it, and you can help. It's called Coach to Cure MD. Text the word CURE to 501501 to donate $25 on your next mobile phone bill, or go online at coachtocuremd.org. Text the word CURE to 501501 today. Help college football coaches cure MD. You'll be proud you did.
Sponsored by the American Football Coaches Association. Texting and data rates may apply.
Welcome back to our morning show on WRCO. Kickapoo High School is putting on the variety show this weekend, and we have members of the crew and also the director, Catherine Miller, in the studio here. So we kind of recap what's happening this weekend. Catherine, again, what is the theme of this event?
Our theme is Can't Stop the Feeling. So we're doing a lot of songs from the movie Trolls, and that's kind of our biggest feature to start the show. Which can encapsulate a lot of different kinds of music. And that piece specifically, we're doing a barbershop version of it, so it's really cool.
Awesome. What are the age groups that will be performing this weekend?
So we actually have our middle school choir is singing on two pieces on the show, and then everybody else will be high school choir. So
wonderful.
Yeah.
Have you thought ahead of what the musical is going to be next year?
Everybody asks me that.
I was going to say
that. Actually, they start asking me before our other musical is done. So, no. I mean, yes, there's been rumblings in the back, but I'm kind of a, let's get through this first. We'll think about the next thing. So.
I wanted a morning show exclusive today.
Yeah, no, sorry.
I'm not going to get it.
Be disappointed.
Well, we'll concentrate on this a little bit. Lots of times, it sounds like there's some disco songs in here.
Yeah, we got a disco ball going. And I should just shout some names out. So, Cole Muth has come and helped us with our lights and tech, which is amazing. He's always been great for our program. Our student choreographers, so Gwenny Kelly did a lot of the choreographing for this piece with help of Neela and Harlow Fleehardy. Our tech crew, Braden Turgeson, Lucas Turgeson, Landon Turgeson, it goes in the family. They're our tech and sound gurus, so we really appreciate the time that they're putting in, as well as Mr. Smith and Vanessa Mills, who are pianist and percussion. So we have a lot of people who are helping make this show a really great show. So
I would guess you have lots of light cues and different things when you're switching gears all the time. It probably keeps them busy, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's no downtime for them, so...
Wow. So, and then how long approximately does the show last when it's all put together then?
Well, last night was our first like full run through. I honestly think both the beginning and the end will be less of an hour. So, you know, 2 hour show with intermission, I would think so.
Sure. That'll yeah. give people a chance to get up and stretch their legs yep. and enjoy some goodies and then come on back.
Yeah.
So is it a free will offering then?
Yep.
That you'll be taking?
Yep. Free will offering. Give what you want. And yeah, we'll appreciate anything. And again, half donations will go toward the food pantry. So
no tickets at the door. Just
nope.
Yep. Just show yourself.
Come and enjoy.
Great deal. Anything else? Anybody would else like to add here today? I know one of the songs you had mentioned too, Sam, was that you forgot to mention. I think you thought of that during the break, didn't you?
Yeah, September.
The Earth, Wind, and Fire song.
Yep.
Oh, that's a fun song.
Yeah, and we have choreography for that one, so that'll be really fun.
Great. Are you involved in that one then or not?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you have to dance a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Does that come easy for you?
After a lot of practice.
Yeah, I was going to say. And you've done some of the choreography too, right, Neela?
Yes, I have. I think like last year was our swing choir, and I helped choreograph that with another student who has graduated. But I've always been involved, and like also like my older siblings and as my cousin, Gwenny Kelly, has also helped with choreography.
Some students probably learn faster than others, right?
Yes. there are some moments where it can get, you know, a little infuriating, especially since both my cousin, younger sister, and I, we've been doing dance since we were like three, I believe. So we've all been doing this for a while, but certain students do pick up on it very easily, especially those with like rhythm or that can count the music. But we have to make sure that every student understands the work and also that it's simple enough, but like, I guess, like jazzy or like showy, and especially performing, that it keeps the crowd entertained, but also is easy for the students to learn.
Maybe easier to learn a song that you know.
Mm-hmm.
I would think, isn't it?
Well, it depends on your part, actually. The other two female seniors that are here, we are all sopranos. So we normally get melody for songs, so it's easier for us to learn some of them. But on the other hand, Sam, being like a baritone or a bass, he has to learn like a fully different part while I'm sure the melody is just going on through his head while he's trying to concentrate. Yes.
Right.
But this year, actually, the altos, our main song, actually, Can't Stop the Feeling, the altos have the melody. So a sopranos as a section, we had to like learn to, one, be quieter and know our part and not sing the melody.
Does it help when you get the drum added then in there?
Yes. I think that having like the percussion and also the piano playing definitely helps with like counting the music, knowing our entrances, and also keeping in beat with like the choreography and other aspects of the song.
If the show were tonight, would you be ready to go? Could you put it on, Jewel?
Oh, for sure.
Good.
Well, we have practice tonight. So I think last night we had rehearsal and it went pretty good. So I think we would be set for this weekend if we had to perform tonight.
Ready to roll.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get nervous for it, Ellery?
Not really. I've been doing musical theater for a while. So it kind of comes natural to me. I just have to remember that I need to practice my stuff. I'm pretty lax on that side. but... Yeah.
Well, you have a few other irons in the fire.
Yeah. I just have to make time for it.
Yeah, that's all a part of it then. So good deal. Well, good luck with the math competition tomorrow too.
Thank you.
Do you have a expertise there in the math team, like story problems or?
I'm probably going to be the one that writes down all the answers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. You got to write well though, right?
Oh so, yeah.
Sure. So who comes up with all of the answers then?
The smart people.
The smart people, yeah. You're like I was in the math team. I say a good locker room person, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. Lots of fun. If you could handpick a song then to sing, are you doing it? Or is there another song? Like, is there one that you would love to perform if you had a chance, Ellery?
I was actually thinking about doing the talent show in February, and I would probably do like a Lainey Wilson song from there. But as far as musicals, definitely Love is an Open Door. I love that song.
Okay. Sam, is there one that you have that's a favorite? Like a Plum song, if you could sing it?
Like the Extreme one with my brother. Oh. That one, like, we really like that song. So being able to sing it, even though it's not from a musical, that's been a lot of fun.
Well, that's awesome. You get a chance to sing that dream song then as well. Mm-hmm. What about you ladies over here? Certainly, do you have a song that kind of resonates? Favorite song?
Due to the large quantity of music that me and my siblings are like exposed to, there's not exactly one song that I would particularly want to sing, but I think that the one that I would like to just sing and that I do sing with my sister would be, it's from the musical Falsettos. If you've heard of that, you know that the plot is not like the most school friendly, I would say. It's very it's set like back in the day when certain things weren't like more mainstream and weren't like accepted, and it's just kind of a cool like musically performed piece that like goes through some of those troubles. So, and honestly, anything from that musical.
Awesome. What about you,
Jill? There's not really any song that I would like pick, but out of the songs that we are singing this year, I really like I Can Do Without You, the quartet that we're singing. It's a really fun song to do.
Good. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll look forward to seeing it. Catherine, anything else you'd like to add?
No, we just hope you can make some time. I know there's a lot of great shows, and good luck to everyone this weekend on all the shows that are going on around the area. But yeah, just come and enjoy, relax, hoop and holler, sing along. Again, 8th and 9th, Kickapoo Auditorium, 7 o'clock. Be love there. To see you there.
Yeah, that's probably when it's musical season. That's probably the hardest thing is you can't go watch other people's musicals because you're involved yourself then. Mm-hmm. Stay busy. So, Well, great. Well, thanks everyone for coming in today.
Thank you.
Been a pleasure to have you in here. Director Catherine Miller, along with Neela Flea Hardy, Jewel Kleinsaucer, Ellery Young, and Sam Miller on The Morning Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Baldwin.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here. So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
Hey folks, it's Ron Kind. I was proud to represent you in Congress for many years, so take it from me. That place needs a major shakeup. That's why I strongly support Rebecca Cook. Rebecca grew up on a dairy farm, and she led an organization that helped start dozens of small businesses in Wisconsin. Rebecca's like a lot of people here, not too far left or too far right.
You're right, Ron. I'm Rebecca Cook, a strong backer of law enforcement. I'll work with Republicans to secure our border and stop wasteful spending.
Unlike Derek Van Orden, he's arrogant, telling people he doesn't give an F who they are because he's a congressman. Van Orden's done nothing to secure the border, and he'd let insurance companies deny people with pre-existing conditions.
And that's why we need more working-class people in Congress.
Van Orden thinks he's better than us. Rebecca Cook is one of us.
I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
I'm Kristen Wall, Joan Baldwig's daughter. When we were expanding our family, I suffered recurrent miscarriages just like my mom did. Losing my pregnancies was devastating. We turned to fertility doctors for treatment, and I couldn't have done it without my mom's support. My mom, Joan Baldwig, knows firsthand how devastating pregnancy loss is, and that reproductive care is critical to keep women safe and healthy.
Joan Baldwig has always used her position to help Wisconsinites in need. She worked across party lines to increase access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Joan authored legislation to extend postpartum care to increase positive outcomes for both new mothers and babies. And she worked to help children in need of guardianship to have access to care provided by an individual they are comfortable with. Joan Ballweg makes state government work for the good of Wisconsin's most vulnerable. Please join me in voting for Joan Ballweg on November 5th.
Paid for by committee to elect Joan Ballweg.
On a morning show from WRCO, Melissa Sprecher joins us from Ithaca, the Ithaca FFA and company, putting on a blood drive on Wednesday. Melissa, this is an important reminder for people on Wednesday, isn't it?
Yes, Phil, it is. As we kind of get into the fall season here and close to the holidays, the donations tend to drop off a little bit, so we really want to make sure that those blood banks are full to take care of anyone who needs it going into the holidays. But they actually have had some downward trend this last month or so with donations. So in talking to our supplier, they said some of our local hospitals only have about 3 days left of blood supply. It's all they can provide them. So we just really want to try to ramp up those supplies of blood for those companies that are supplying blood to our local hospitals.
I think this is a really true community blood drive on Wednesday, isn't it?
Yeah, so we originally scheduled the blood drive. We usually do it during a school day so our students can donate. And when we scheduled this one, we didn't realize that we weren't going to have school that day for parent-teachers conferences, because we usually schedule our blood drives anywhere from 9 months to a year out. So rather than just canceling it or moving it, we wanted to make sure that we helped Versatile out with getting their blood. And so we decided to kind of shift it more to a community blood drive. And we're really hoping that our community and our staff and others will come up and step up to the plate and go ahead and fill those spots and that would normally be there with our students donating.
Where will the blood drive be held at, Melissa?
So it's coming up this Wednesday, November 6th, and it's going to be from 9:15 to 2:15, and it's at the old gym. We call it the community gym at Ithaca here, so you can just go ahead and park right there in the parking lot. We are taking appointments if you want to have a scheduled appointment. Otherwise, we have walk-ins welcome all day as well.
When you look at this and organizing it, why does the FFA get involved with this?
Well, one of our things that we do with an FFA is service. We service out to our community and try to make sure that we're giving back to the community that gives so much to us, and just to teach our kids to give service, selfless giving. And so this is one of the things that our FFA has done for several years. And by doing this, we teach the kids, first of all, how to organize an event, and then also how to go out and encourage people to come and donate blood and give something of themselves. And then in seeing that when they are old enough to donate blood, then they're able to do that as well and give of themselves too.
Has it been a good fall for the Ithaca FFA?
Oh, we've been so busy, Phil. In fact, I was just saying, I feel like I don't know where the month of October went, that we've had a lot going on with National Convention, and we've had some other events that we've had with the school fair and that, and we're actually planning this blood drive, and our next thing that we're going to be doing next week is delivering some meals out to our local farmers that are finishing up harvest or maybe still in the field, and just kind of do a reach out to that community as well and spend some time visiting with those folks when we deliver their meals out to them.
So who whips up the meals for the farmers?
The FFA members do. We go and get meat and buns to make sandwiches. We have potato salad and macaroni salad in there. Our families donate bars, and then we also put in some chips and something to drink as well. So a nice meal for the farmers, and then the kids take part in helping to put the meals together and then also in delivering to the farmers and having that one-on-one contact with them.
So you go right out to the field then?
Yes, we do. We go right out to the field or wherever they're at. We meet them where they're at, and really the kids enjoyed it so much last year doing it. It's just we try to send these kids out to maybe some farmers they don't know yet and try to make some more relationships, because that's huge in any area of the world that you're in, especially, though, in our community. We want to make sure that those kids are connecting with different people every time we send them out into the community, not just always the same people they know, but also making some new connections as well.
And then following that, do you do anything for the holidays?
Yes, yeah, so we also send out cards to some Christmas cards to some of our local supporters and farmers as well. We donate some money to either Salvation Army to purchase some gifts for some families. We've also donated some money to our local shelters to help with kind of Christmas gifts for the animals in the shelters as well. So we've done a couple of different things that way. And then at the turn of the year, we start right into competition season. So a lot going on. And actually, next week, we're leaving for a leadership conference on Friday night. I'm taking some kiddos up to Stevens Point for an overnight leadership conference. We'll be up there Friday night and Saturday, and they'll be learning all kinds of great leadership skills, meeting some new people, meeting new advisors, and just really getting themselves out there.
That's awesome. And how did you do recently at the national convention?
Yeah, so the national convention, we didn't have anybody competing from our own personal chapter, but we did go out there. We had a lot of people we knew that were competing. One of our friends, they actually won their national proficiency. Our state officer candidate, Mary Schreiber, she is now a national FFA officer, so excited for her. But we had a great time. We did lots of tours. We went to all different types of places to just do some learning. We went to a museum and spent about 5 hours there. That was incredible. The kids talked me into going to a haunted house. I don't know if they're going to do that again because I don't do haunted houses, but I survived. I'm still here. So it was a great time. And then we got to, while we were there, both our volleyball and football team were in the playoffs, so we did get a chance to watch them live stream Thursday and Friday night. And then we saw Talina get her American degree along with some other Wisconsin kiddos and headed back on Saturday. So it was a long week but packed full of fun and got to, again, meet people from all over the country and do some workshops and some learning opportunities, too.
Oh, that's awesome. Again, you just want to encourage people to come out to the blood drive on Wednesday.
Yes, definitely. And if you go to versatai.org, you can just put in your zip code and it'll pull up all the local blood drives. If you don't want to do it through that way online, just feel free to call the high school here, 585-2311. My extension is 310, and I can go ahead and plug you in to get you in for an appointment for wherever it fits for you.
And you'll have to try and get some of the kids back to school that day too, right, won't you?
Yes, I'm working hard on them to get them back, and I actually have quite a few kids that have already said they're coming to come back. And then in addition to that, Culver's is so generous, and they donate coupons for a free pint of custard. So if you come on in and you sign up to give a pint of blood, even if you aren't able to donate that day, they'll give you a free custard, pint of custard at compliment of Culver's. So we're very thankful for their help with this as well.
All right. Thanks for letting us know, Melissa, and good luck with your blood drive Wednesday.
Thank you so much, Phil. We really appreciate it.
That's Melissa Sprecher joining us from the Ithaca FFA. Ithaca Schools putting on the blood drive at the Old Community Gym coming up there on Wednesday.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month, and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday's sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca starts at 11:30. Wednesday's auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
Simone Sirian joins us by phone here on WRCL. Simone, congratulations. You recently had some national exposure at the National FFA Convention. Is that correct?
That is correct. Thank you so much for having me.
So tell us about the process. How did you qualify for this?
Yeah, so I have done speaking events in the past. The one that I went to nationals for this year is a little bit different, a little bit more challenging than the other ones. So this one revolves around agricultural topics. So what happens is you go to the competition and you grab three topics. They're all agricultural based. And then from those three topics, you pick one, and then you get 30 minutes to write a 5 to 6 minute speech, depending on what you grab for that topic. And then you have 5 minutes of questioning from the judges. So how that goes is you have your districts, and then you have your sectionals, and then you have state, And then the state winner moves on to nationals. So, yep, I won state in June, and then I was able to go participate in Indianapolis last week.
Even though you're in college, you qualified as a high school senior, didn't you?
Yes, sir, I did. So I won in June, which I just graduated in May. So, yep, I was still able to participate because I had won when I was still in high school.
So this is a rare occurrence. It just does not happen that often, does it?
Not really. When I went down to nationals, from what I saw, most of my competition was state officers from other states. When I was conversating with others and like getting to know other FFA members that were in my competition, a lot of the people I was talking to were just elected state officers, or, you know, they were out and about or seniors in high school. So it was really interesting to see that perspective.
Are you carrying over your FFA experiences into college?
Yes. So in college, I'm currently going for a conservation environmental planning major. And then with minor is kind of a little undetermined right now, because after experiencing at a national competition, I am finding myself more drawn to the agricultural industry. So I'm just trying to find something that fits a little bit more, so I'm able to advocate in the best possible way I can for my love for this industry. So yes, definitely carrying over. I'm now participating in the Collegiate Farm Bureau, which I also won state for that competition through FFA. So that set me up through success for college. So now I'm able to take my knowledge and experience and use that at a collegiate level.
Tell us about the speech that you gave for the nationals.
Yeah, so so when I drew my three topics, the first two that I drew, I had no idea what they were about. They were some weird acronyms that I've never heard of. So I was like, okay, that's not going to work. And then my third topic I drew was revolving around food waste on a national scale. So basically what it was saying was like strategies to be able to eliminate food waste, or how can we reduce that at a national scale. So within my speech, I gave three strategies. How I like to set my speeches up is my introduction, and then why it's a problem, what's going on with this, why is it so important to the agricultural industry. And then I gave my three strategies, which were about consumer education, sustainable agriculture, as well as my third one being policy and regulations. And then I closed it out with my conclusion.
I see. So it's a great topic, obviously. What were some of the things that you talked about in solving the problem of food waste?
Yeah, so food waste is a really big issue, especially in America. Through the agricultural supply chain, we waste 20 to 30% of all food that is put into supermarkets within America. So that's a big issue, as well as 6% of the greenhouse gases that come from America are from food waste alone. So I discussed mostly consumer education, so letting the consumer know that don't buy more than what you need. Don't like let food go to waste. I talked about how shopping lists are a very great way to incorporate that idea. So you're going to the supermarket with an idea, and you're not grabbing things that you necessarily might not use. I also discussed other opportunities. So my last 4 years of high school, I had an SAE, which is a supervised agricultural experience, which was organic agriculture, and I grew my own like organic fruits and vegetables and stuff like that, and then I donated them to like local neighbors, local people in the community, and I was able to take that experience and talk about that and how that eliminated food waste that way. And then I also discussed some programs that supermarkets in other states have where they take their food that is going to waste and donating it to local farms, stuff like that, so then that food's not going to waste, but it's going to feed livestock and stuff like that. So that was just a little bit of what I talked about, and then the judges had further questions, like asking me a little bit about more of that information, especially livestock. They wanted to know stuff like that.
And when you give the speech, are there a lot of people watching you, or is it just the judges?
So it is an open room, so if someone wants to come in and watch, they're more than welcome to. I was in the first flight, so we started right away at 7 a.m., so early wake-up call for that one. So there wasn't many people in the room. I think I had three observers and then my panel of judges, which are all across, you know, the United States and as well as the two territories as well.
And how did you do?
Personally, I thought I could have done better. But in the grand scheme of things, I did place in the top half of the competitors. I won silver. So the way it goes is they break the states up into preliminary rounds, and then you compete in your preliminary, and then if you are in the first or second, you move on to the second round, which is considered the semifinals. Unfortunately, I did not move on to semifinals, but I did place third in my preliminary round, which allowed me to acquire that silver medal. I feel as though if I had a topic that I was a little bit more informed on or a little bit more prepared on, I might have done better. But again, placing in the top half the top 25 is still a great accomplishment.
And where are you going to college this year?
I'm currently at UW River Falls.
And do they have a big agricultural program there?
Yes. So the reason I chose this school, it is because it is probably, in my opinion, the best UW school for agriculture. It is deep in the roots here. Anywhere you go, you'll see a field, you'll see livestock. We have two farms up here working on a third. So I feel as though it's probably my favorite school I've toured, and it's really agricultural based, which really speaks to me.
And are you still a member of FFA?
I am, but now I'm kind of shifting over into my alumni phase since